Oh God, it's starting. Oof, oof. Check one, check two. Oh, okay, here we go. All right, okay. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another thrilling episode of The Dubious Goals, The Dubious Goals Committee. Oh yeah, you know it. Dubious Goals Committee time. Hello, my name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I slept pretty good. I had a dream about, I was in a mall or a school or something, and I came across a marimba, but there was no mallet, so I was tapping on it with my fingers. Yeah, so that's a thing. And then I woke up and decided to try to go back to sleep for a while, and I really just sort of flopped around, and that's what led me to this. The garage door. Because I need to go outside to check the weather. The thermometers are telling me it's 24 degrees. Yeah, and it seems like 24 degrees out here. There's a slight breeze, and I think it's going to get hotter. And that's bad. And that's the opposite of what the weather people said it was going to be. They said it was going to be all rainy today. It is not all rainy. But is it going to get hot? There is direct sun, but we're going to ignore all that. Try to figure out which way the wind is coming from. We're going to ignore all of that so that I can come over here and feed these chickens. Hi, chickeny friends. They're all very excited to see me. So I'm going to sprinkle some seeds in over here on the side. Yeah, hi, gray chicken. Hi. Gray chicken's waiting for me. Here you go. There's some seeds for my chicken friends. We got Rhode Island Red eating out of my hand, gray chicken. One of the zebras. Yeah, here's Snorty. Snorty Golden Fried is trying to get in here. Yeah, black chicken's trying to get in. Yeah. Rhode Island Reds are trying to wedge their way in. Come on, everybody get some. Everybody get some. White chicken needs... Chill. Let Little Silky gets some. Little Silky wants some seeds. But the other Silky isn't getting any, so I'm going to just throw some seeds back there. There you go. Get those. They're yummy. Okay, Great Chicken and Silky want some. Come on. Come on. All right, got the Golden Fried's eating out of my hand, too. Plus one of these zebra chickens. Such lovely chickens. Such lovely chickens. Yeah, buck a buck. Yeah, they're good, aren't they? You love them. Now, don't push anybody out of the way. Let everybody get in here and get some damn seeds. Well, come back in here, gray chicken. Gray chicken sort of got out of the pack. Here, get in there. Yeah, all right. Yum, yum, yum. Oh, they're so delicious. Okay, here's one more handful. Then I'm going to throw the rest in here and distribute them evenly so the Silkies can get some, too. Yeah, you can eat them up, great chicken. Here's some more. One more little handful for great chicken. Okay, you guys are good. Okay, so I'm going to take the rest of these seeds. And I'm going to dump them in the side here. Over here, spread them out. There you go. Eat those yummy seeds. Okay. Hi, Silky. Silky's looking at me. Thanks for the seeds. Oh, you're very welcome. So now we return indoors. Yep, the sun is on me. It's too warm. They said it was going to rain. Where's the damn rain? And it's not that I really need more rain. Let's go back indoors here. So much as I'm thinking of the mushrooms. So I was kind of, yeah, hi, Dingins. I was kind of gearing up, thinking, okay, we got to start thinking. We got to start strategizing. We got to make sure we have supplies in place, which means small paper bags and little knives. Got to put them in various things. Got to put them in my jacket pockets. Got to put them in my car. Got to put them in my pants pockets, my short pants pockets. Because you never know when you're going to stumble across some delicious, delicious, and expensive mushrooms that you might want to harvest. Now, yeah, what's this cat want? Did you know that I was just out feeding the chickens? They're very nice. My cat has yet to meet the chickens. And every once in a while, I think about taking her out there. Oh, what are you doing? Are you following? Okay, I was going to grab some stuff and move into the synth zone, but I guess we're going to do the kitty water ritual. So let's do that. Oh, walking into the bathroom. And I'm going to put the microphone down, grab the water, pour the water out, flush the toilet, put the bowl back down. And then I gotta stick my head back out of the bathroom. Hi, you want some kitty water? It's ready to go. Yeah, and then she waves at me. Yeah, hi, it's all ready. I got it all ready for you. Okay, the cat is now slowly walking into the bathroom and she walks up to the bowl. That's great. And now I pick up the water jug and I start pouring water. Drink it up, Dingins. The Dingins is drinking. Yeah, okay, so last night I unpatched my synth. There was no reason to really hang on to that weird thing, and I did record some of it, so I unpatched, and as I was unpatching, I thought, oh, I want to save this, but I didn't, so there was some minor patching. And you know how this works, because once you start, it just keeps going. Oh, now the cat's trying to escape while I'm trying to walk out. Almost tripped over my cat. Don't trip on the kitty. And so there is synth. Boom, as you can hear. Or maybe you can't hear this, unless you have headphones on, but we have a real low sort of atmospheric, and that was sort of added at the last second, right before I went to bed. That was at about 1:30. Let's turn it off. Okay, that's better. Almost better. I was going to say we returned to nominal silence, but it is only nominal silence because there's something about this VCA that's kind of leaky, and I keep hearing it regardless. So I did some stuff. And I don't even remember what order I did anything in, because it all kind of came together and was a thing. So you're going to get it like this. Okay, we got this rhythmic, atmospheric thing, right? It goes dun, 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 kind of percussive. And we have more percussive stuff. Oh, it's a doke. Doke, 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 doke. Oh, we have cymbals. What else do we got? 808. Yeah, we got us an 808 kick. See, originally I started off by thinking, oh, maybe I want some chords. But no, it eventually turned into this. And if you listen to the hi-hat, I got this changing. Tick, tick, tick. Okay, so that's fun. Some minor, but otherwise tasteful variation there. here's where it gets cool. Is that our baseline? I guess. And then I added some of these. Actually, this was sort of the last thing I added. Like this part. Yeah, so anyway. Another very simplistic patch. And yeah, it's very droney. Because I like Droney. You know, again, this is just another one of these sort of weird patches that I just sort of fell into and started just throwing things together. And it's very generative. We're not trying to make melodies here. Things are just happening. And there's a lot of random involved. This is random. So that's random from White Noise, sample and hold. Into the pitch quantizer, which then goes out to the runaway oscillator, which is then hitting a filter and then going into the VCA. This is what's happening. We have some modulation hitting that filter every once in a while. Wow. Wow. So that's cooking along under the surface of the VCA as we modulate it. We modulate the VCA. To get this. Yeah, then it's just standard drum beat stuff and this thing. Got that sort of weird pluck sound. It kind of sounds like a hammered string, but I can do all kinds of weird stuff with it, including this, which I love. And because I can never leave well enough alone, that's when I plugged in the SMS, the magic filter resonator thing, and we have this. Okay, again, unless you're wearing headphones, you may not be able to hear this. This is going to sound great at Kaite. And that really, really emphasizes this. Gives a lot of space, gives a lot of air to this, a lot of wowzo. Gotta love it. Sort of a slow groove that grooves along here. Originally doing it like this. Clippy. What's clipping? Of course, we have manual control of the filter as well. So let's bring that VCA back in. But this fascinates me. What to do with this? Let's turn that other thing down. Oh yeah, we lose a lot of atmosphere there.
And that's okay. The funny thing is what I really need to be working on is not this. I really need to be working on some, you know, tink-a-donk, dorky, stupid tobe music. But this is what came out. I swear I was trying to start to do a real thing. Then somehow this happened. And there's one thing I've been thinking about this is I wish I could change this drummage up a bit. And we got the modulation for it. The problem is the kick. We can never do anything cool with the kick. And we've got dividers we haven't used yet, and we've got, actually we're using that one, that's the cool simple thing. We got stuff. Plus the cymbal thing, there's another thing in there. Okay, that would be something we could use for a burst sequencer, because it would go broo, broo, every once in a while. Is that something we want to do? We got to bring the other thing down here. That might be a possibility. But again, what's the point of all this? why is this happening? Yeah, there ain't no reason. And there is no end goal. And this is a process. And what is it a process of? A process of my imagination. However, just for the sake of weirdness and argument and argumentation. Argumentation. Is that like orientation? I love orientations because everybody tells me that I need to be orientated, and I keep asking them, do you mean oriented? What if, and we have, oh, we don't quite. Oh, yeah, we do. See, we've got three modulation channels left unused, and we just happen to have three of these really long, let's do it this way, these really long cables that we can plug into the magic trigger machine, which is generating our drums, along with the modulation for the honky thing. Oh, I guess we don't really need this one, because this isn't hooked up to a thing yet. So really, two channels. And we could do a thing. Start it back up. And what's doing the rhythm of the chicka 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 chun chun? That's that thing, right? See, we could potentially do something like this. What are we in? We're in 3 and 4. 3 is the kick drum. Let's do that one first. It didn't do much of anything. Let's do the other one. Yeah, it changes the rhythm, but it's not very noticeable, is it? I gotta put the thing down, my microphone down. Let's do this. Does this do anything differenter? No, because that one's weird to begin with. What about this one? It's not really. Okay, that's pretty differenter. Let's keep that. Because isn't that also changing our doke of the doke docs? Yes, it is. But what do we do about channel 3, the kick? Can we do anything with the kick?
can't do jack with the kick. Oh, now I'm screwing all kinds of other stuff up. I'm in the wrong thing. Okay, let's forget about that. I screwed something else up, didn't I? No, I guess not. Okay, so let's kill that. And this is a possibility, because this is now this. Which is different. Let's save that, and let's go back to normal here in a second. And now the kick is messed up. Oh, we broke it. It's broken. No good. All right, we got it back to normal. I win. Ooh, that was close. And let's try to go to the other thing. Yeah, okay, maybe. For whatever this is supposed to be, it kind of works. Now, if we wanted to get into some serious CV, we could add this to that, we could do that to this. But now, this is messed up. This is not what it used to be. Hold on, let's give this a minor tweak. Try to figure out where this was. It was there. And now the kick is weird. Yeah, okay, all of that CV experimentation just kind of screwed everything up, but that's okay. That's okay. Not taking any of this seriously to begin with. Yeah, anyway, you, my friends, have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio.